KQSS Miami.
It's country and more. Mila 1019.com.
And this is part of the more. It's 5:31, and it is time for the monthly meeting of District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey. So, Tim, how are you?
I'm good, Raleigh. How are you?
I can't complain. We survived the holidays and back in action now, and I'm sure you got a lot to talk about.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, and some of it's not the weather, but the road was closed this morning
between
Superior in here, which was pretty surprising, but with the ice and stuff, you know, hopefully it's cleared up and it won't be closed tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, whenever we get snow here, you can figure top of the world is it just a sheet of ice?
Yeah, usually.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and parts of that road never see sun hardly at all,
exactly.
You know, down in those canyons.
So it can be there. And then we've got construction here on some roads.
Yeah, we do. But anyway, life goes on, and it's a brand new year, and it's going to take me a while to when I write 24 instead of 23.
Oh, I know.
You know, it takes me about 6 months
exactly.
to get that figured
right.
out.
Right, once you're used to it, the year changes again.
Yeah, and Vids, it's a new year. We're going to have a lot of people call in, so you want to give them that number?
Well, yes, I do. That's right. That would be. You ready? You ready to write? Okay. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-ROLLYE. Please make a note of it. All right, so by all means use it, because, you know, this is embarrassing. Tim does these meetings. He goes to Roosevelt. He goes to Tonneau Basin, and it's like packed crowds.
Yeah,
people with things to talk about nonstop. Here we are. How many people are in this area? Maybe 10,000?
Maybe. Yeah, I had probably 23 people at the Baptist Church at my 1 o'clock meeting at Roosevelt today. They're interested in their community. They come, they talk, and so that's good. And, you know, when I had my Claypool meetings here, hardly any attended. They don't call in. And I don't know if they just know people that work at the courthouse, so they just go straight to the courthouse with their friend instead of trying to get a hold of their supervisor to comment on.
Yeah, well, there's no shortage of people who will complain, but in order for that complaining to work, you need to complain to the right people. Well, this is the right people. This is Tim Humphrey, District 2 Supervisor.
Or if you're a barber or a hairdresser and they've been telling you when they go to get their hair cut, call me.
Exactly.
Let me know.
You know, I think we're actually getting a phone call. We might have shamed
someone. We might have done it.
Nope. John says nope.
No.
They hung up.
Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, my recent activities, I attended a Christmas dinner up in Payson. The Payson Tea Party had a Christmas dinner, and I went up to that.
Oh, great.
I held even a Gaisela public meeting, and there was about 13 people at my Gaisela meeting. I held a Tonneau Basin community meeting, and that was last week.
Uh-huh.
I was a guest speaker at the Globe Rotary Luncheon. They asked me to be a speaker there, and that was nice. And then I held a Roosevelt community meeting today. And so that's kind of what I've been doing to break in, you know, late December, early this year.
Yeah.
And then good news, since, you know, I've been trying to work with, when I first got here as a supervisor, I was trying to work with a college on a law enforcement academy training.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because they used to do it, and you talk to some of the officers that have been officers a long time in this area. They trained because we used to have a training academy here. And so anyway, my hat's off to Lee Kennard, because he's been working on this for about 2 years, and he's trying to get the academy going. And so anyway, working with him, they did some work, and they got kind of everything ready to go, but then they needed to do some work at the range, at the Globe Miami Gun Range. And so they got a scope of work that needed to be done, and that was about $30,000. And so I, out of my constituent funds, put up 10.
Okay.
The City of Globe, which was led by Chief Walters, who is the Chief of Police at Globe, you know, he got with the council and got them to give $10,000, and then Freeport gave $10,000.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and that went, and then they got a bid on the construction, and so lo and behold, the construction was $324 more than the $30,000 we had raised. So anyway, I got together, or the chief called me, Chief Walters, and he and I visited. And so I checked, and I was able to come up with half of that, if he could come up with half of that. So anyway, Chief Walters got with the City Globe, and they said they would come up with the extra $3,662. And I came up with the other. And and then so the Board of Supervisors, we just approved that on Tuesday. So now Lee Kennard and the Globe Miami Gun Club have the money to do the upgrades to that, for so that the Law Enforcement Training Academy can start doing local, which will help from the people from the Superior that want to be in law enforcement, or the people from Globe want to be in law enforcement. Then we can start working with people right here to start the academy. And I think it can't hurt anything. And just being able to do the upgrade to the range will maybe help the range be able to do more shoots and things of that nature. And, you know, when I spoke at the Rotary Luncheon on last week, I was very glad to hear Neil Jensen said, "Tim, you know, I wished I'd have known." He says, "Anytime you need help with something like that," he said, "I'd be happy to help you." So that's really good to know that if in the future, if something else comes up, that even you know, the hospital's willing to help with training and stuff like that. Yeah, it was really good. And it really surprised me that Globe was the only law enforcement entity that put money into this training academy. I thought it would benefit
others as well.
But Chief Walters was the only one that reached out and helped us. But anyway,
this is great for the college too, because I know right now they're in flux about accreditation and all that's going on with that, and so this gives it another focus that doesn't require more of that. I don't think it does anyway. Yeah. And there's another resource we have too. I don't know if you've looked into it, but Dominion Firearms has a simulator.
Right.
And it is it is just incredible for training.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So hopefully that'll be used too.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I say, Lee Kennard, the one of Dominion Firearms, and he's the one that's going to work with all the training officers and things of that nature to train the cadets.
That's perfect.
So it's good for the community and the kids, and you know, 4-H even has shooting now. So upgrade to the range will probably even help them be able to do more.
Absolutely. So, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's good news.
It's a good deal all the way around.
Yes, it is.
And then I don't know if I shared last time, maybe not, about the website Discover Gila County.
Yes.
That we got the national award through NACO, which that is about our 10th award, and we've only been going for 5 years now.
It's great.
And so it's great, and there's some real numbers. You know, they said that this site's been viewed almost 4 million times, and now it is on Hulu and Arizona Family.
Oh, great.
And those videos are being watched a lot. And so through that, the information that's come back to me is there has been a direct increase in travel spending in Gila County of $362.7 million.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. And then $28.6 million increase in tax revenue. So it was, you know, and we noticed it during COVID when most of the sales tax was down in a lot of the communities. You know, with us advertising Discover Gila County with all our bike trails and hike trails and the lakes and golf course and things of that nature, our tax revenues didn't get hurt hardly at all during COVID. So anyway, if you haven't been on Discover Gila County, go on Discover Gila County. And even if you've lived here all your life, you're going to find things to do that you didn't know you could do.
Right. No, it's a very well done. So, absolutely. It's a site to be proud of.
Yeah, because I remember saying that, you know, I'd like to make Gila County a destination and not a pass-through. And so, you know, you get those kind of tax revenue increases. It is a destination. So.
Yeah, and that's discovergilacounty.com.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. that'll get you that. And there's apparently a Facebook component to that as well, because I know when you go to the page, first thing that pops up is we're on Facebook, like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you know, if you are on Facebook, if you're not, everything is at this site, which is what I like about it, that you can just go to discoverhelacounty.com and find out everything you want to know.
Yeah, and movies and things and interviews with, you know, some of the old ranch people.
Yeah.
And it's really gaining popularity, and I think it's great that
it's well done.
It is. And so anyway, recently we just did an IGA, so that the Tonto Basin Fire Department and can get its fuel from Gila County. We've got a fueling station out there in Pumpkin Center.
Okay.
And so the new chief Stoltenberg, he's doing a great job out there. He's the new chief of Tonto Basin Fire. And so anyway, he's trying to help with costs and things as he can. And you know, I kind of thought about, you know, the local businesses and stuff and mm-hmm. taking business away from businesses. But, you know, all in all, we did pass an intergovernment agreement so that they can get fuel out of the Tonto Basin fueling station. And then they can get fuel 24/7. And the cost, I don't know that it'll save them much money, but that will increase them to be able, anytime they need fuel 24/7, they can go to our fueling station and fuel up.
Okay.
And so that was one thing that I worked on and tried to do. We went through pretty much the Russell Gulch landfill. There's a sale 3A and 3B. And
what's that?
When we did the expansion of the Russell Gulch,
mm-hmm.
we did it in two stages, stage one and stage two, okay. instead of 3A and 3B. But I think we're on sale number 3 now. That's why they said sale
okay.
3A and 3B.
So we're pretty much there. When
it's done. It's open.
Everything's done.
Everything's done, and Dollar Dump Day opened December, the
it
second
did come
Saturday
up?
Of December.
You didn't
yeah.
tell us. Okay.
Well,
so put
it
Dollar
was,
Dump
it was,
Dollar Dump Day back. We'll get that on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we got Dollar Dump Day on the second Saturday of every month.
Okay, of every month.
And whenever you go to the landfill, cover your uh-huh. loads, or you're liable to have to pay an extra $10 for an uncovered load.
As you know firsthand.
As I know firsthand, because, yeah, I gave them the extra $10 rather than to turn around
right.
and not dump
yes,
that day.
Exactly right.
But and all mine was, you know, pretty contained, but that's the deal that ADEQ came up with.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's going, and supposedly between those two sales, on the estimated that we get, we're good until 2032.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the first sale is good for like 9 years, 9.5 years. Mm-hmm. And then the second sale will come up, and, you know, we're pretty much good now to 2032 at the Russell Gulch landfill.
And for the Dollar Dump Days, you need to be a resident of the area, and it's just your residential trash.
And you get 1,000 pounds
okay.
for a dollar.
All right.
You don't get unlimited anymore.
Right.
But you know, 1,000 pounds in a pickup's a lot of weight.
It
so,
is.
You know, if somebody wants to clean up, 1,000 pounds is a lot of weight. And if you take over 1,000, then that'll be calculated at whatever the regular weight.
Yeah, like $7.50 for X number of pounds and all that. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of one of those deals.
Also remember mm-hmm. to bring real dollars, not credit cards.
Oh, they don't take credit cards? Okay.
Not for a dollar.
Oh, for the dollar dump days,
okay.
right. Yeah. For the dollar dump days, to have a real dollar. No, that's good. And that's actually...
Or four quarters.
Right, right, right. But currency, you know,
yeah.
don't try a credit card. Don't try Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't bring any Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
No.
Hard cash with pictures of dead presidents on them.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, you do need to be a resident. And a lot of that, you know, I mean... Every time you come up with something good, somebody's going to abuse it. And so, you know, they were bringing truckloads
no,
with whole houses
right.
and things of
no,
that
no,
nature.
You have so. To. It's unfair yeah. all the way around.
Yeah.
It's got to be residential, and 1,000 pounds is more than enough.
Yeah, to help clean up. Help clean your place up a little
right.
bit.
Right. If your yard is more than 1,000 pounds of junk, you've probably been cited before by code enforcement.
You have. And, yeah. and the neat thing of it is when you're cited by code enforcement, they give you 30 days to rectify the problem.
Right.
Well, then there should be a dollar dump day
in there somewhere.
In there somewhere, so you know you can not be fined for spending a dollar in a day's worth of work.
Exactly.
You know, but you know there's good people that I know of that have gone and helped other people clean up mm-hmm. on dollar dump day because
sure.
you know they donate their labor and some of the elderly and things of that nature that are unable to then. You know that then they help them because it only costs a dollar to help somebody. You know, you're not spending a bunch of money at the dump.
No, it's great. So second Saturday of every month,
yes.
a dollar for up to 1,000 pounds of residential refuse.
Yeah, cover it and take currency.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. And then we had to pass an ordinance on the Airbnbs. You know, the
we were talking about this.
Rentals.
Yes. So the ordinance did pass?
The ordinance did pass through the Board of Supervisors. And, you know, I'm for less government, not more government. But, you know, in this changing world, sometimes they make us make decisions that we don't want to. You know, when you have a place, and I don't care if it's 4,000 square feet, you know, depending on the septic tank and the parking places, you can't have 40 people there.
Well, right.
You just can't.
Right. And this is not about bigger government to me. This is about protecting the other people in the neighborhood, because I'm sure that part of the impetus to pass things was other people who lived around these properties saying, hey, wait a minute, we got a convention next door.
Yeah, they're parking in our yards.
Yeah.
We come home, we don't have a place to park.
Right.
You know, they're up 24/7. They're,
yeah.
you know, they're you know, acting like out-of-towners.
Right, because they're out-of-towners, right.
And most of these are in neighborhoods.
Well, they'd have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. They're homes. And then you get these people with them that everybody, you know, property values have gone crazy where people with two jobs can't afford a house. And you got these corporations that are getting together and going out and buying these houses to turn them into Airbnbs because they can rent them for multiple hundreds of dollars a weekend. You know, so they're doing it as a business. And they don't really care about the neighbors because they don't live there.
So let's talk about the ordinance. I assume the first thing is that if you're going to have a property that's available as a short-term rental, you've got to register as such with the county.
Yeah, you have to register it. And, you know, I don't remember the whole ordinance, right. but I'm sure it's on our website if you want to go item per item,
right.
but what it is. But there's like a $250 fee
yeah, year, annual
to register
fee. Yeah.
annual fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are regulations, but like I say, I don't remember
right.
all of them.
But it's now codified, so if you are about to embark on this, you'll know what you have to do, and if you're living in a neighborhood where you've got a bad actor, you now know what they have to do, and you can call the county if they're not doing it.
Correct. And then we have the ability to, if you're not doing what you're supposed to, and you're violating your neighbor's privacy mm-hmm. and their comfort, then we don't have to renew
That's
your
right.
permit.
That's right.
You know, so come on, at least play nice, or don't play, and care about the other people that live in the community. Or I'm sorry, we can't allow this anymore.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, that's kind of like the animal ordinance. You know,
right.
I mean, when you feed elk to the point they attack you if you don't feed them, well, we had to pass an ordinance. You can't feed them anymore.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like silly. And some of these Airbnbs, if you rented it, they had a card in there to tell you what time you needed to feed the elk to keep the elk coming for all
people that rented
on weekend. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty comical.
That is comical.
Yeah. So,
until you're attacked by an elk.
Until you're attacked by an elk.
And they're big.
They're made to fight off wolves
right,
and mountain
right. no,
lions and those kind of things.
They're big.
So, yeah, so people are no problem whatsoever. And so anyway, that is, and the state has an ordinance too. So, you know, I mean, we we got together, and it's the Arizona Revised Statute, and that statute number, if you want to know what the Arizona state is 11-269.17.
Okay.
And so anyway, we comply to their
sure
to their wants and needs as well. And
now, speaking of Arizona, because I know you were hot on getting this done, we've talked a lot about the blight in the area and the yes. properties that are abandoned and yes. the loopholes that the state has that prohibit us from doing things about this. How's that coming?
Well, it's, you know, you never know, Raleigh. You know, you got to plant the seed and water and just yeah. just see what grows. But it is making progress, because like I say, when I went to the legislative conference where all the counties get together, all the counties supported me because I was going to see if I could not get the recorders to record who's paying taxes on property.
Right.
And if someone's paying property taxes in the state of Arizona, in my opinion,
they're responsible.
They should be responsible, but mm-hmm. that's going to have to come at the state level.
Right, because right now they're not. And this is the loophole. We've talked about this at length in a previous meeting, but the bottom line
is, yes. And so there's another, and I talked a long time with Mr. Beauchamp, our county attorney, and he says, well, every property needs to have somebody responsible for it.
Yes.
And I said, well, that's where you come in. Help me with this. So,
right.
Anyway, he's working on it. But also, too, there is a deal with the health department. If a property is a health hazard, then they don't have to find an owner. They just have to find a responsible person, and they can make that person responsible for that property. And so, you know, if you're on that property or you're allowing that property to become a health hazard, then they can make you responsible. And so I took a ride with the health department and the county manager here about a month ago, and we picked out two properties, and I'm not going to say where they
no,
are.
No, of course not.
As a pilot program
right.
for this.
Right.
Because it, you know, I mean, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Although anything would work that we can make somebody liable, I would like to see whoever's paying the taxes liable, because some of those are investors or family members.
Of course they are.
And they need to take on the responsibility. But if not, and they want to shuck it on to somebody else, and the health department can at least make somebody responsible for that health hazard property.
Well, I would think that it also theoretically could be a renter. If it's truly a health hazard, then they're not going to want people inhabiting it. So I would think that if they're renter occupied and there's a problem, that renter comes into the mix.
Right. And so, like I say, my hat's off to staff, because staff is really willing to help me with this.
Good.
Like I say, our county attorney's working on it, and I appreciate Mr. Beauchamp very much, and then Michael O'Driscoll, our assistant county manager, whom created our health department, you know, and did a great job, and now he's assistant county manager
mm-hmm.
because he kept progressing, and he does a great job with any responsibility we give him. So, you know, he's working with the health department to work on a couple of these other pilot programs.
Good.
To see what we can do about cleaning up our area, Raleigh, because, you know, it really needs to be done. And then, you know, we can get Tri-City up and rolling and going right. and starting putting plumbing in the ground.
Yeah.
Then a lot of these places, you know, investors are going to be interested in. And not only that, you know, when we had to comply with ADEQ on our new landfill expansion, we had to put in a big old plastic bladder so none of that seepage from the landfill gets into any groundwater.
Right.
Well, then you think, how many of these homes are doing what every day? And there's no liner under all of these to protect any water table.
Oh, absolutely.
And so,
and we all know of the horror stories. I know of one, the place shall remain nameless, but literally they moved the bathroom, and so what they did was they just dug a hole in the ground.
Yeah, and some of the old cesspools, they just buried a car behind.
Well,
you know,
same type thing. I mean, you know, you just dug a hole in the... Well, yeah, that just goes into the hole. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
God.
It just leaches. But anyway, so, you know, with a with a little more fortitude and things and working together, we'll, you know, that we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my promises. And I've been a supervisor now for seven. Mm-hmm. And man, it's tough to get things done. You know,
you just
keep swinging and keep swinging. But we got expansion on the line field. We got dollar dump days. We got code enforcement to where they've got some power to find people and turn them into mm-hmm. a collection. So that part's helping. And so now we're working against those other two brick walls and working on getting a sewer system. And so, you know, I mean, what come first, the chicken or the egg? Well, let's work on both of them.
Exactly.
You
know? No, it's good.
Yeah. And so I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. You know, I really appreciate their comments.
Oh, yeah,
good,
right.
Good, bad,
right,
or otherwise.
Yeah. No, and you know, as I say, the show is recorded and you can download it at kqss.net. And a number of people do, as I've mentioned before. I don't know if it's evidence or what, but they don't call. It also replays Sunday mornings on KJAA at 8 a.m., and that's 1240 a.m. and 106.1 FM. So plenty of chances to hear this if you missed it. You didn't surprise me that you didn't call, but it'd be great maybe next time if you did.
Yeah, and if you don't want to call here, call me at 928-402-4417, which is my office phone, but it also rings at my cell phone. If I don't answer, leave a message, I return all calls.
You do. You're very good at that. And therefore, don't hesitate. 928-402-4447. And I understand the good news is Terry Links is back as your assistant.
Yeah, 4417. And yes, Terry took a little leave, and she's back. And I'm really happy that she's back. Her and I worked together for 5 years, and pretty soon you work out a system.
Sure.
But, you know, she wanted to take a little leave and did. And anyway, I'm really happy she's back to help me help the constituents, because you know, like I say, after working with somebody for 5 years, you kind of get a rhythm going.
Of course.
And we have that rhythm back, so it's really good. And her number is 928-402-4418.
Okay.
And mine is 4417.
Excellent.
And so, anyway, I want to thank you all very much. And if you have something good, bad, otherwise, I can't help you if you don't tell me about it. And so, you have a great new year. Raleigh, you have a good month, and we'll talk to you soon.
We will see you next month.